It's March 4th, 2024. I'm Larry Gassman in the Pat Price Tech Talk training room. And I'm co-chair of Accessible World and co-chair of Tech Talk as well. Glad to be here. Glad to have another chance to visit with our friends from Bard. And we're going to be talking about a couple of interesting things tonight. So we're glad you're with us. Let me introduce first Z, who we know from California before he began working at Bard. And he's here to talk to us about a couple of things that are of utmost importance to a lot of you, because a lot of you use this wonderful product. So Z, welcome back to Tech Talk.
Thank you, Larry. It feels good to be back. And my name is Z Huang. For those who don't know, first name is Z-H-I. Last name is H-U-A-N-G. I am the new patron, education, and training specialist with NLS. And I am joined by Mr. Don Olson, which needs no introduction, but I'm going to do it anyway. And I will start off and then have him follow. Today's topic is Bard Express. So the first thing is, for those who don't know what Bard Express might be, Bard Express is a Windows application that allows Bard users and NLS patrons to access the Bard service using a Windows app. You may ask, well, you know, there's the website already, so why do you need Bard Express? Well, Bard Express allows you to do kind of a lot of things in a more straightforward, easy to use interface. And I would call it somewhat of a one shop, you know, one-stop shop, because whereas with the Bard website, you have to download, then you have to use File Explorer to extract, and then use something else to transfer it. Bard Express does all that. And now today, with the upcoming new updates, it does even more. But let's go on first and show you what it already does for those who don't know. So before we talk about that, I guess I should introduce the Bard Express page. How do you get it? Easiest way is just do a search for Welcome to Bard Express. If you do a Google search, you should find it. You'll find the page with that exact name. You can go there to download the app. You can read the user guide. You can read FAQs, etc., etc. Oh, and once you install it, we would explore it.
Bard Express.
So let's actually look at it.
Enter Bard Express dialog. This program is already running.
Oh, that happened.
Okay, enter.
All right.
PC. Screen. News. Post-it. Jaws. Perfect. Bard Express dash main menu.
All right. So now I am at the main menu of Bard Express. And as I mentioned, Bard Express has two advantages. One is it has a very simple interface. So for someone who may not know even how to use the web yet, or someone who may not know how to use file management yet, it's actually doable, because you basically use just a few keystrokes to get to everything. You use tab to get to the next control, shift tab to go to the previous control, enter to choose it, and escape to go back. I am now going to use the tab key and explore the main menu of Bard Express.
Preferences, manage devices, control plus N button. Download status, control plus T button. Main menu, press F1 for help read only edit. Main menu. Bookshelf, control plus B button. Wish list, control plus W button. Recently added books and magazines, control plus R button. Most popular books, control plus D button. Browse by subject, control plus J button. Browse magazines, control plus I button. Browse by series, control plus G button. Search Bard, control plus S button. Preferences, control plus P button. Manage devices, control plus N button.
So if you notice, I kind of go full circle by simply using the tab key, and then I can use shift tab to go back. You may notice that as I'm going through, in addition to telling you the items, it's mentioning all kinds of keystrokes. So for those who are advanced already or decided to memorize it, instead of having to tab, 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 tab to the item you want, you have dedicated keystrokes to quickly activate the feature you want. Before I go into showing you some of these features, let's talk about preferences first. Preferences has quite a few features, and one of them is you choose the format that you want to see. So the format includes audio only, Braille only, or both, meaning as you search and browse, which titles would you like to see? You also have the ability to change how long a message stays. So whenever you download something, it gives you a message that said it's downloaded. You can change how much time the message hangs around before it gets dismissed. You also have the ability to choose the default location that your books go to when they're being downloaded to the bookshelf. By default, in your documents folder, a Bard folder is created, but you can change that. All that and a few other goodies in there, including sound alerts, etc. So now let's actually perform a search.
Control S, Bard Express dash search Bard. Search Bard, press F1 for help. Type your search term and press Enter to search. Joy of cooking.
Okay.
Cookies, enter, please wait, .. Loading subjects, .. Loading subjects, .. Please wait, .. Cancel button. Searching for quote joy of cooking cookies quote. Loaded search Bard colon joy of cooking cookies items 1-8. Loaded search Bard colon joy of cooking cookies items 1-8. Bard Express dash search Bard. List view. Bake colon my best ever recipes for the classics Hollywood. Paul slash Harla Hamilton left paren firm right paren. Debbie McComber's Christmas cookbook McComber. Joy of cooking Christmas cookies Rombauer, Irma von Starkloff slash Becker, Ethan slash Becker, Marion Rombauer.
Okay, so that is the book I actually wanted. So now I can, if I don't know the hotkeys, I can tab and look at my options, which I will do for everybody's sake.
Add to wish list, Alt plus W button.
So then you got the option to add to wish list, and if you notice, it gives you the hotkey for next time.
Download, Alt plus D button. Book details, Alt plus B button. Sort order, Alt plus D button. Back to main menu, escape button. Search Bard, press.
And that those are all your options. So in my case, I'll just download it.
Alt D, Bard Express dialog. You have previously downloaded this title. Choose yes to continue the download. No button. Yes button. Enter, Bard Express dialog. There are now 0 items downloading. The following item is already on the bookshelf.
Ah, so it actually, okay. It says it's already in my bookshelf.
Enter.
So it actually told me I downloaded it before. It wanted to know if I wanted to do it. Now, if this was a book I haven't, it would have downloaded. So that is your search.
Escape.
Let's look at another feature. Let's look at recently added.
Control R. Please wait, .. Loading recently added books and magazines. Bard Express dash recently added books and magazines. Back to main menu, escape button. Recently added books and magazines. Press F1 for help list view. The Lumbee Lines Fraser, Gail R., left paren Gail Robin right paren, not selected. Rolling Stone left paren February 2024 right paren. Blue Skies colon a novel Boyle, T. Corrigeson.
Okay, so obviously I can go up and down through the list. I can use the hotkey to get book details or to add to wish list or to download it. I can, of course, if I don't remember, I simply tab and shift tab through the choices.
Add to wish list.
I'm going to add a few of these to the wish list.
Enter. Add to wish list. Read only edit. Please wait. .. Add to wish list. Bard Express dash recently added books and magazines. Add to wish list. Alt plus W button. Recently added books and magazines. Press F1 for help list view. Blue Skies.
Okay, so I added that.
A Wrongful Death Wilhelm, Kate.
And I can go continue to browse. I can read the details for each book and open in another screen. I can also, you may have noticed that there's a sort button. So if I tab
add
there.
To download book details, sort order, Alt plus D button.
I'm going to activate that just to show you some of the choices.
Enter, column sort. Sort by recently added books and magazines, most recent to less recent button. Sort by recently added books and magazines, less recent to more recent button. Sort by title, from A to Z button. Sort by title, from Z to A button. Sort by author, from A to Z button. Sort by author, from Z to A button. Sort by recently added books and magazines, most recent to less recent. Enter.
Okay, so those are all your sorting options. This appears in all the different lists as well. So that is how you go through the recently added. There are other features, but I'm going to show you yet one more.
Escape. Bard Express.
Well, two more, actually. I'm going to show you the wish list.
Control E. Format select escape. Control W. Bard Express dash wish list. Wish list organized by type list view. All books and magazines 10.
So now I have to choose which one.
Audiobooks 9. Audio Magazine 0. Audiobooks 9. Enter.
Gonna choose this one.
The comp.
And this time, instead of going up and down the list, which you have seen, or changing the sorting, I'm going to show you one other feature. I mentioned that it is a simple interface, but I also said for the advanced users, there's some good stuff there. It really helps with your productivity and your efficiency. And how to do that is, earlier you saw I had to go up and down, pick a book, and then I have to use the hotkey or tab and get, you know, to the download or the wish list or whatever I want to do. But here, I'm going to put this on advanced mode. I could have done it in preferences, but I'm going to use Control L as in list.
Control L. Please wait. Dot, dot, dot. Advanced mode. Bard Express dash wish list colon audiobooks dash 9 items. Wish list colon audiobooks dash 9 items. Press F1 for help list view. Not selected. Blue skies colon a novel boil. T. Corrigus and humor slash human relations slash animals and wildlife quote denied a dog, a baby, and even a faithful fiancé. Cat suddenly craves a snake colon a glistening, writhing creature that can be worn like quote jewelry, living jewelry quote to match her black jeans. But when the budding social media star promptly loses the young quote Burmy quote she buys from a local pet store, she inadvertently sets in motion a chain of increasingly dire and outrageous events.
Okay, I'm going to stop this. So you may notice something. The first thing is this list is read a little differently. The first thing it says was the state of the item. It said not selected because now this list is a multi-select list box. That means I can go up and down.
The Lumbee Lines Fraser 11/22/63: A Novel King.
So let's say I want that one. I'm going to hit space.
Space. Checked.
Okay, so now that is queued up. Let's say I want the one two above here.
The Lumbee Lines. Blue skies.
That one,
colon,
so I'm going to hit space.
Space. Checked.
So now I've actually selected two books, and I can now, if I use the hotkey to add to wish, to
sort order, download,
or download in this case, I can
enter,
hit it.
Please wait. Dot, dot, dot. Download.
And I am now downloading two books.
Bard Express dash wish list colon audiobooks dash 9 items. Download, Alt plus D button. Read only edit. Showing item 127 dash page 1.
Okay, you notice it said 1-7 because when items are downloaded from your wish list, it gets removed. You may also notice as I was going up and down that list in the advanced mode, it was reading the synopsis and all that extra information. So that is another difference with the advanced mode. It reads all
Please
that
wait.
Out versus having you go into to the book details. It reads all that out to you.
Wish list.
Okay,
colon.
So it's giving me all messages about, you know, it being finished and all that. So that is your wish list. I'm going to hit escape to get out.
Escape. Bard
Express. And I'm going to just show one more thing.
Control B. Bard Express dash bookshelf. Bookshelf.
Which is the bookshelf. Because after you browsed and searched and looked around, you might want to go to your bookshelf to view your books.
Audiobooks 4.
And I'll go to the audiobooks.
Enter. Bard Express dash bookshelf colon audiobooks dash 4 items. List view. Bookshelf colon audiobooks dash 4 items. Press F1 for help list view. 11/22/63: A Novel King. Stevens.
Okay, I'm going to stop this. I can do the normal thing I've showed you. Go up and down. I can check and uncheck it because right now I'm in advanced mode. Otherwise, I just go up and down and it chooses the item that I'm on. I have options.
Blue skies, space, copy to cart.
Can copy to the cartridge, which means if I have an external memory connected, I can directly transfer this. I don't have to unzip it myself. It will unzip it and transfer it to your external player or your memory stick or your cartridge, etc.
Delete.
You can delete this from your bookshelf.
Book details.
And you can get book details. Now, I am going to tell you that I've done this demonstration before, and I've done it as a patron or as a trainer in the past. And I said, this app has something for everybody. It lets you easily use it. Even if you don't know the advanced features, you could tab and shift tab, hit enter and use escape and your arrow keys. And that's about it. If you like to do more advanced things, you can do a lot of things in batches. I mean, at some point I, you know, downloaded 50 books and did it all at once and let the computer do all the automation. The only thing I've said about it as a patron is I said I would love it if it only did one more thing that Bard Express didn't do. Well, that one more thing is now a reality, but I'm not going to tell you that. I'm going to let Mr. Don do it.
Screen sharing me.
You're clever, Z. That's all I had to say. You're clever. All right, Don Olson here. Good evening, everybody. For the rest of this demonstration, we're going to look at the next step or the next evolution, I guess you might say, of Bard Express. And that next step is the player. So you guessed it exactly what I just said. You can not only download your books like Z showed us, but you will also now be able to play your books right from your PC. So I'm going to show you how to do that. Let's see, where I have the screen share. Da, 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 da. You'd think I would be ready for this, but I'm not. Let's see, sound.
I kind of sprung it on you.
That's okay, here we go.
Screen sharing meeting controls.
Okay.
Bard Express dash main menu. To move to an item, press.
All right, that's a little faster than what you had, Z, I'm assuming.
Slower.
There we go. All right. All right, we are in Bard Express, and well, we are going to go check out how to read these books. So
bookshelf, control plus B button.
Go press into the bookshelf. I'll hit enter on this, or you could just do a control B for bookshelf.
Bard Express dash bookshelf. Bookshelf organized by type list view. All books and magazines 27. 1 of 7.
Okay, similar organization. In fact, the exact organization than what Z was showing us. I'll arrow down to audiobooks.
Audiobooks 22. 2 of 7.
Hit enter.
Bard Express dash bookshelf colon audiobooks dash 21 items. Bookshelf colon audiobooks dash 21 items. Press F1 for help list view. The Edge Baldacci, David. 1 of 22.
Okay. So this is how we're going to decide which book we're going to read. You arrow down to whichever book you wish. If you're in the standard mode, which is the first mode that Z was showing us, that was the mode that was simply told us the title of the book, the author, and what else was it?
Mrs. Fields cookie book colon 100 recipes from the kitchen of Mrs. Fields Fields, Debbie/Time-Live Books, 2 of 22.
I thought it said the author too. But anyway, you'd think I would know that too. But after so many iterations, I don't remember everything what's going on from version to version. But anyway, back to today's demo. So we're going to read, let's go back up to The Edge. This is a fantastic book.
The Edge Baldacci, David, 1 of 22.
Okay, that is actually the sequel, I guess you might say, of a series of David Baldacci series, which I really, really enjoy. But anyway, in standard mode, this is what I was getting at. In standard mode, you would at this point press the F2 key, and the player will launch. If, however, you are in the advanced mode, that's the mode where Z showed us that you would have to check the book that you wanted and so on. Then you just, before you press the F2 key to launch the player, you will need to check that book. So the program itself knows exactly which book you want to choose. But we're in standard mode. That's what we're going to do. Press the F2 key.
Bard Express player. Play button. Press space to activate.
All right. So before I get into any of these functions here, let's do some talking. So first off, you hear that it automatically comes up to the play button, okay? That's great, but not necessary. And this is why, I'll get to the reason why in a moment. First of all, I'll try and describe what we have in front of us. If you are at all familiar with Bard Mobile, then you're already quite familiar with Bard Express, because the Bard Express player is largely based off of the Bard Mobile interface. If you're not familiar with it, don't worry about it. You're okay, because we're going to learn together. So of those of you who are familiar with the interface, put in your mind all the different features that are on the now playing screen. We have the recently read books. I'll press the letter R.
Back 5 seconds.
Oops, sorry. No. Press the letter E.
Recently read. Press enter to activate.
And the reason we press the letter E, I'll go into this right now. This is part of the reason. This is the logic that was used in building the which keys we're going to use for the various functions. I call it the Microsoft logic, and that's not at all a rip on Microsoft. If you think about, at least in my experience, if you think about how Microsoft decides which keys they use for their hotkeys, you will see what I'm talking about as far as their logic is concerned. Okay, so by the first key that I press, you would think if we wanted recently read, you might want to hit the letter R like I did. But no, the letter R is for rewind, okay? And so therefore the letter F is for fast forward, okay? Pretty intuitive there. However, why is recently read E? Because R is already used. So therefore the next letter to be used was the letter E. Okay? All right. So let's move on. I'm going to go across the board, if you will, or across the screen to try and put this in your mind of how we're navigating the screen. Okay, all the way to the right of the Bard mobile screen is the navigation button. So we're going to press the letter A for navigation, and I'll explain that in a little bit too.
Navigate. Press enter to activate.
That meaning the logic. Why is it the letter A? Because the letter N is already used. What are we using it for? The letter N is for next. Okay. So what I'm getting at here, and hopefully you're noticing, is the priority that was set or used for the what I will call the main functions. So we had the rewind, the fast forward. You might think P would be for play, but no. I'll get to that in a moment too, as far as what are we using for play. Anyway, I'm going to repeat this one more time. R was for rewind. F is for fast forward. N is for next. P is for previous. And then the final, what I will call the primary the primary player functions is play. Well, we already took P, right? Well, what we're just using the space bar. And so this is coming full circle to where we began in the first place. Remember, when we first came into the player, it landed on the letter, on the actual play button. So let's hit space bar for a moment.
The answer wouldn't be long in coming.
All right. So I just press space again to stop it. Where do I want to go with this? Which way? Okay, let's do this. So as Z was demonstrating in the main version or the main Bard Express screen, the basic functionality of Bard Express is tab and shift tab. Press enter and arrow keys and so on and so forth. There was a good reason for that, and Z explained that too, so we could keep it as simple as possible. People could operate their player, the program as simply as they wish. Now, you can tab and shift tab in the player as well. You can, but in my opinion, in the player itself, that makes for a very poor player experience, because if I want to get to a given function in the player while the book is playing, you're hearing tab and shift tab X number of times, and that gets really busy if the player is playing at that given time. So that's why what we've done is all of these, we'll call them access keys. Okay. All right, and that goes in, that brings me into the next part of this conversation. All of these access keys land us on buttons. Okay, I'll demonstrate a little more. Let's go to the sleep button with the letter S.
Leaving menus, speed 100% button.
I'm sorry, that
press
was speed.
Enter to activate.
So let's go to the sleep button with the letter Z.
Sleep button, press enter to activate.
I'm going to come back to sleep.
Speed 100% button, press enter to activate.
Now, hopefully you're noticing two things there. Number one, as I said, these are all buttons. However, it's saying something a little different. I'm going to go back to the sleep button one more time. Listen to what BART Express says.
Sleep button, press enter to activate.
Actually, to be technical, this is JAWS talking, obviously not BART Express. What we've done is we've worked with our friends at Vespero to design a set of scripts because of one specific reason, and that is, as I'm sure all of you know, that the default when you land on a button is to press the space bar. But remember what I said earlier, and that is that the space bar is the play pause button, and that comes into play, no pun intended, no matter where you are on the screen. I could be focused on any given button, and when I press the play button, in this case space bar, it will simply play. So this is why we really want the scripts, and wanted the scripts, and they do now actually say press enter to activate. It doesn't say press space bar to activate. Okay, so for example, let's do speed again.
Speed 100% button, press enter to activate.
Let's do that. Press enter.
100%, 100% button.
Okay.
Use up and down arrows to adjust the speed. Press enter when done.
Perfect. So it's defaulting to what you might expect, and that is the default or the normal speed. I can press the up arrow.
Speed 112.5%. Speed 112.5% button.
Use up and half increments.
125%. 125% button. Use up and down arrows to adjust the speed. Press enter when done.
I'm going to press the escape key instead.
No change was made to speed 100%. No change was made to speed 100%.
All right, let's play this and then we'll play with the speed.
As he glanced back at the train, Divine wondered whether he...
Oh, sorry, I should have mentioned this first. While I'm playing, I'm going to adjust the speed so you can see what's going on. You may or may not wish to do it this way, and that's fine. The other way is to stop the audio and then adjust the speed. And that would be, I guess you might say, a little less confusing. But you may wish to play the audio while you're adjusting the speed, or I should say the other way around. Adjust that speed while the audio is playing so you can really hear what it's doing. So that's what I'm going to try and do here.
He would catch a flight back to the United States, where another mission surely awaited.
100%. 100%.
As he glanced back at the train, Divine wondered whether he had made a mistake in allowing the woman to live.
125%.
The answer wouldn't be long in coming.
137.5%.
Chapter 2.
150%.
Sitting in a tacky office in a 1960s-era strip mall in Annandale, Virginia,
no change
Emerson
was
Campbell
speed.
Was...
Okay, I think you get the idea there. All right, so let's go into the couple of these other functions, including, let's say, the navigation button.
Navigate. Press enter to activate.
Okay, that was the letter A. I'll press enter.
Navigation submenu.
I'm going to arrow down.
Title / author, T. Annotation, T. Chapter 1, T.
So just like in Bard Mobile, you can choose any one of these navigation points, in this case, Chapter 1, if you indeed wanted to go to Chapter 1 and start there. I'll press enter.
Navigation submenu, N.
And it said navigation submenu, which, if you remember, was the outside, and that's not the right word, it bounced us out of the navigation menu. And now if I press the play button,
chapter
Sorry about that.
Passenger train travel was not known to be particularly dangerous.
Let's try it again. I'm going to hit the P for previous.
Jump backward one chapter.
Uh-huh.
Chapter one.
There we go. And press play. It's cutting off on us.
Passenger train travel was not known to be particularly dangerous.
We are still in beta, so that's okay. But I'm sure you're getting the idea of what we can do there. Let's go into another function. Recently read. So a good number of our, what I call BARD products, if you will, now have menus in them called, recently read. In other words, those are the books or magazines that are currently on your device, in this case, the computer, that I have begun reading and that I chose for whatever reason to still maintain them on the device. So I'll press the letter E for recently read, because remember, R is already taken. So it's the letter E.
Press enter to activate. Leaving menus. Recently read.
Okay, hit enter.
Context menu. Recently read submenu.
Down arrow.
The Lincoln Lawyer : a novel. T. Mrs. Fields Cookie Book : 100 Recipes from the Kitchen of Mrs. Fields. M.
Let's choose that.
Leaving menus. BARD Express Player. Recently read.
Okay.
BARD Express Player. BARD Express Player read only edit.
And like all of our other BARD products, when you press the space bar on a given book, it's going to pick up where you left off. I'll press space.
Cakes, including banana chocolate swirl, 111. Bunt poppy seed, 95. Carrot, 102. Cheesecake.
All right, that's the table of contents if you haven't figured it out by now. Okay. Let's do one more feature. This is actually, to be honest with you, my favorite feature of not only BARD Express, but BARD Mobile before it as well. And that is the sleep button. I'll press the letter Z for sleep.
Sleep button. Press enter to activate.
We're going to press enter.
15 minutes. 15 minutes button. Press and enter to activate.
Just like all of, BARD Mobile, I can adjust it by
30 minutes, 30, 45 minutes, 1 hour, 1 hour button.
Or I'll hit escape in this case.
Read only edit, sleep off. Use your reading keys to read the text.
All right. And I did not turn on the sleep button whatsoever, but I just wanted to show you the sleep. Just a couple of mentions before we open it up for Q&A. So at least for the moment, we have taken the tone out of BARD Express because it was not nearly up to par, and we're getting close to release time. But it was going to take a lot of time, if you will, to properly implement the tone. So therefore, we're not, this version does not have tone in it. I should show you one more thing. I didn't think about this. We do have a player menu, if you will. And I guess that's what we're calling it, the player menu. The player menu at the moment does consist of the audio menu. And in the future, will consist of a visual menu as well. And when I say visual menu, it's for, let's call them mouse users, people who are visually using BARD Express. So I'm going to go into this menu, and there's a reason I'm going to do that.
Menu, audio settings. To move through items, press up or down arrow, A.
So to get to this player menu, it's Alt P. And as you hear, we are now on the audio menu. I'll hit enter.
Leaving menus, audio settings, default speed edit combo, normal, 17 of 21.
Everything in this menu here, from speed to in the future tone to, I'll show you a couple of other things as well here. I'll just tab through. These are for global settings. So if you are a person who likes to globally or let's call it a default or create a default speed, you can do that in this menu. I'm going to press the tab key.
default tone edit combo, normal.
And there's the tone, of course, that we ripped out at the moment. I'll press tab again.
Automatically start playback. No radio button checked. 2 of 2. Press enter to activate.
All right. So that means when I open a book, it's automatically going to start my book if that is what I choose. Pressing tab.
Automatic rewind in seconds edit combo. 10, 5 of 7. To set the value, use the arrow keys or type the value.
Okay. So this menu can actually go up to 30 seconds. So again, when you open your book, it will rewind up to 30 seconds prior to the point where you stopped the book in the first place.
Restore defaults button. Press enter to activate.
And hopefully that's self-explanatory. Bringing everything back to its defaults. I'll press enter.
Bard Express Player. Read only edit. Sleep off. Use your reading keys to read the text.
There you have it. So that is the basic of Bard Express. Again, we have all the functions of Bard Mobile and a few extra tweaks as well. We have bookmarks. We have recently read. We have the navigation menu. We have, one thing I just didn't show you, but I'll do it very quickly, is, you know, so many of the books in Bard have different levels of navigation, such as, let's say, for example, recipe books, magazines, and so on. Well, I'll press the letter M for menu.
Jump by chapter button. Press the letter M to change navigation levels.
And the first time you press the letter M, it tells you where you are. If you want to change it, press the letter M again.
Jump by bookmark. Jump by bookmark button. Press the letter M to change navigation levels.
So this was not the best example because there's only chapters in this book. And of course, bookmarks.
Jump by chapter. Jump by chapter button. Press the letter M to change navigation levels.
Okay, but if I had 3 different levels and so on and so forth or more, then it would really show us jump by chapter, jump by recipe, jump by part, what have you. All right. So that is our little demonstration of Bard Express today. I will unshare, if you will, or deshare, however you want to say that. And let's open it up for questions and answers.
All right. Ron, we have at least one hand.
Yeah, this is Alan. I want to make a comment first, Larry, if I could.
Sure.
Z, always a great demo, and Don, as always. Z, I've listened to you do a demo on the smart speaker, and I now have heard you do the one on Bard Express, and there's always cookie books being demonstrated, and I'm wondering how I'm going to get on the distribution list for all these cookies you're making. So, just keep me in mind for that. And Don, did you say when you, I know you said you're dealing with some tone issues with the, and it's in beta still. Do we have any kind of expected date when this is going to drop and be available to download for the masses?
I don't at the moment.
Okay. All right.
All like transparency, and that's what I'm going to give you. And right. So that is, you know, we keep finding bugs, and it's really frustrating. It's very, very frustrating for not only the patrons who have heard me talk about Bard Express for a very long time, but for us internally as well, because we honestly want to get this darn thing out the door. But we keep finding bugs that, quite honestly, would make for a poor experience. Sure. So there's your transparency for the day.
Sure. And I understand that, but I there's got to be a lot of excitement about this because I mean, how many years we've been here and you're never going to be able to play Bard books on your computer. Well, I mean, not true anymore when this finally drops.
So I'll tell you why this is exciting from a broad perspective. So, I'm demonstrating this with a screen reader. That's great. That's fine. Mm-hmm. So all of us who use screen readers, wonderful, we'll get to play our books here on the PC. Right. But, you know, the screen is there. We can't forget about that. So who uses the screen? It's the visual folks, not only the mouse users, but the mouse users who don't use the traditional mouse. So in other words, I'm really getting at the physical disability folks. All right. So those who use, let's say, eye gaze technology, things like that. So this is really opening it up for not only the folks who are blind, not only folks who are low vision, not only folks who are mouse users, but also folks who are using alternative mice, if you will, or mice technology. Yeah. From a big perspective, we're very excited about that.
Well, that's great. I mean, yeah, the more people that are able to read, the better. So that's fantastic. Exactly. Thanks for all y'all's hard work. Great.
Thank you.
And in my defense, I only pick books I think people might be interested in.
So I don't get some. I'll be getting any cookies, but that's okay. All right.
All right. Are you ready, Ron? Okay, Abby Taylor.
With this new player, when it comes out, will there be a way to tell how much time is left in a book?
Ah, I did not demonstrate that. Yes, it's just the "Where am I?" function. What key might you think about using for a "Where am I?" function? You got it.
That is correct.
Okay. Well, thank you. That was easy.
You bet. Thank you.
Okay. Phone user, area code 518.
This is Mary Beth with another quick and easy question. Thanks, Don. Thanks, Z, for your presentation. You mentioned that you'd worked with Vispero for scripting. How well does it work with NVDA? You knew that was going to happen, right?
Great question, and sorry I didn't get to that. So we have not yet worked with NVDA as far as altering that tutor message. So the NVDA users will still hear sleep button or recently added button. I'm sorry, recently read button. So we are just going to have to make it as clear as possible to and hope that NVDA users will listen to our message and say, hey, just hit the enter key, please. don't hit the space bar.
Yeah, right.
It's going to be very frustrating otherwise. So we have to communicate that.
Thank you very much.
But with that said, in the future, that is definitely an area where we're going to go. It's one step at a time.
Okay, Marty Hutchins, you're next.
Somebody asked my question a little bit, or kind of did, because I said, where is the info button? And when they ask, you know, where I can find out where I'm at in the book. So I guess that'd be the same as the W.
That's correct.
Yes, sir. Because that used to give you a whole string of information on the player, the info button.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, good job.
Thank you.
And you did find a bug while you were doing the demo there. So I hope you.
Oh, my gosh.
It happens.
All right. Well, yeah, I was wondering why the player wasn't part of the app in the first place, I guess, because I thought maybe it was there were some kind of copyright issues or something people worried about recording the books or something.
To be honest, at this point, I couldn't even tell you exactly what they all were. But you and the other person who brought this up is absolutely correct. Years ago, it was always said, and NLS always said, nope, not going to happen. You can't play your books on your PC. Well, now you can.
Okay, nobody else has their hand up. Oh, now Daniel does.
So where does the encryption key get stored? Is it in the application or on the book itself?
In the application. But that's as much as I can tell you, because I don't program.
Right. That's all I need to know. And also, can we get this now? Can we sign up for the beta? Do you have people enough?
You'd be more than welcome to sign up for the beta, and we can get you set up for that.
Great.
If anybody wants to become involved with the beta, send me an email, and why don't I spit that out now, which is, okay, so my name, here, look at this. My name is Don Olson, right? So the email address is D, and then my last name, Olson, O-L-S-O-N, so that's dolson@loc.gov. Okay. I'll be glad to have you and glad to get your feedback.
And Don's email address was in the newswire that went out for tonight's meeting. So
good point.
Yeah. So
Okay, we have a phone user, area code 970.
Hi, this is Calvin. I was wondering, is it Bard Express available on a note taker like the VS6 where you can download apps? Thank you.
It is not. Bard Express is solely a Windows PC application. One very neglected feature of almost every program out there, including Bard Express, is the help feature. In this case, on Bard Express, no matter where you are, you can press the F1 key for screen sensitive help. So no matter where you are in the player on a given screen, let's say you're in most popular downloads, or your bookshelf, you want help on those or any one of those specific items, simply press your F1 key.
And actually, I should have said it, because as I was tabbing through the main menu and we went into the part where it said main menu, it actually did say press the F1 key. But like you said, it's understated.
I strongly believe that manuals are a good thing. If you read the manual,
imagine that
you will often answer your own question.
And while we're waiting to see if there's any more hands, I as I breeze by it, you guys noticed perhaps at the main menu, it had all the quintessential Bard features. You know, you can browse by subject, you can do most popular books, you can do most recent books, but there is a something specific to Bard Express there, which is there is a browse by series option. So there is that, where once you open that, you can go up and down the list or use first letter navigation to locate a series.
Okay, now Mitch has his hand up.
Hey guys, can you get this off the web or it's still in beta?
There is certainly a production version out there. So Z, give your spiel again how you can find Bard Express.
If you do a search engine search for Welcome to Bard Express, it will be one of your first search results. That's the better way versus giving you the whole link. And when you get there, you'll have the ability to go download the app. You will be able to read the user guide and the Q&A. Now, the production version has everything I showed. The only thing it doesn't have is the player.
Now, when are we going to get the player in the productive build?
As soon as it's all polished up and ready to go. It's not polished.
All right, Don. Thanks.
Thank you. And now, the alternative, I should say, you know, for you to get the program is go to the Bard website. You don't have to log in, but if you go to the Bard website, there is a link there for Bard Express. It'll give you all of the same information that Z was talking about.
And did I understand correctly that this player is specific to Bard Express and not necessarily to Bard?
Well, I'm not really sure how to answer that question because it is Bard.
Right. But you're not using Bard Express. You can't use just Bard to play stuff on. You have to use Bard Express.
You do.
Yeah.
There's other stuff coming down the pike, but it's barely even on paper.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
for now, as far as Bard and the player is concerned, and specifically, how do I say this? Let's just leave it at this. As far as books, I don't know how to say this. Sure, you have all your players out there, your what we call third-party or commercial mm-hmm. players. And, of course, the desktop-like player that NLS provides or lends. But on your PC itself, to play your books, that's the only option you currently have or will have is on Bard Express.
Gotcha. Okay. So we shall wait and see.
Mm-hmm. Marcy, you want to unmute yourself and ask your question?
Absolutely. So how do you currently find out what version of Bard Express you're running? And then when the new one comes out, will it be a new version that we have to replace our version with, or will it be an update to the current version?
It will be an update to the current version. So the when you're running Bard Express, one day, miraculously, it will say, hello, you have an update waiting for you. Would you like to download it now?
Excellent. Okay, and how do we find out what version we're running?
Yep, good question. Go on to the help menu and go under about.
Excellent. Beautiful right. presentation. Thank you so much. Looking forward to playing the books on the computer. That's
usually,
awesome.
That's pretty typical in most applications. If you can find help, usually about will tell you where you are. No matter where you go, almost. Almost. Not quite. But almost.
Help is usually your friend.
Yep. Yep.
You hear me yet?
There we go. Gotcha.
Yes.
I don't know what's happening. The Jaws tonight keeps losing.
Gee, I don't know, Carla, but we're out of time. Thanks so much for joining.
Okay, quickly.
I'm kidding. Go ahead.
Yeah,
nice. That's smart to blame Jaws too.
Was having trouble. It just kept on going up. Anyhow, you answered one of my questions that the player is only available in Bard Express. The other question is, besides the manual, is there tutorial material for it somewhere? And I still haven't been able to locate even the how-to videos for the player or the e-reader and the player. I heard that there were some how-tos and tutorials.
So that is the answer to your question, and that is the how-to series. So for a number of the quote-unquote Bard products, I should find a different title for all that, I guess. Whether it be Bard Express, the e-readers, Bard Mobile, yes, there are a number of YouTube videos out there, and it's all listed under the how-to series. If you or anyone else are not able to, for whatever reason, find them, I would suggest send us an email at the following email address, and we will send you some web addresses of where you can download them. Here's the email address. It's for the patron engagement section. So therefore it's nlspes@loc.gov. I'll say it one more time. NLS, that's easy enough. PES for patron engagement section at loc.gov.
They're not on the website. There aren't links to them there.
They are not. I believe we have them on what we call our public website, which is loc.gov/NLS. However, let's just cut to the chase. Send us an email and we'll send you some direct URLs or some direct websites.
So, Don, this is Alan. I want to ask a question, and I'm doing this for a friend. I always hate it when people say that, but if you're wanting to know if somebody actually has a valid Bard account or not, because there's some confusion, is NLS downloaded at loc.gov a fair place for them to write, or is there a better place?
Okay. No, that works very well.
Okay. Good enough.
I would encourage, you have a couple different choices. You have two choices, mm-hmm. really.
Right.
Number one is your regional library. They are your friend. Right. Get to know them, and they'll get to know you.
Right.
So that's your first choice. And your second choice is, as Alan said, it's NLS download at loc.gov.
Excellent. Thanks.
Okay, area code 650.
I don't have anything related to Bard, so I don't know where to start. How do I start and say I want Bard?
Go ahead.
Then I was going to say when you were they were talking about how to get in touch with. I was going to say, what about my reader advisor? She's sitting there waiting for me to call.
Yes,
and they. They have such a very complicated way of picking who's reader advisor. It's by which letter your name begins with, I think. But anyway, I have a very nice reader advisor, and she has done very nice things for me, and I bet she would initiate the process somehow.
I guarantee that. They whether it be this person or all of us for that matter, we have reader advisors. Reach out to them. I'm serious. I'm not kidding around. They want to hear from you. They really are your best friend. And, you know, they can help you in a lot of different ways. How about this for example? I'll keep this short. I honestly believe that one of the reasons why is a certain number of people are a little hesitant to do with BART is because it seems like such a big thing, right? Well, that reader advisor could actually load or put books on your bookshelf. So you don't have to do a lot with BART. You can just go to one place and download the books directly to you, to your player, to your computer, whatever, just because your reader advisor helped you out. So you don't have to do all the work. They can help you do some of the work.
Well, I also have a player, a cassette, a cartridge player, and an e-reader, and I didn't talk to any computer to get those.
Beautiful.
Talk to my reader advisor. Yay! Yep.
There you go. Best friend.
Thank you.
Good deal.
Excellent. Boy, what a great presentation. Z, thank you so much. Don, thank you very much. Good stuff, and we're looking forward to the last presentation from NLS, which we've not talked about yet, and we have to still plan and schedule, but we will, and we thank you guys. You guys are just terrific, and lots of good responses from a lot of people.
Thank you for having us.
Yes, thanks, Lee and Don. Y'all do great. Y'all do great presentations. We really appreciate it.
It's great to be back. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks.
We enjoy doing it.
For those who come year after year to hear what happens at the Consumer Electronics Show, Mike May and Gina Harper will be with us next week to talk about everything. Well, not everything. There was too much in terms of things going on to do everything, but they'll talk about selected ideas and thoughts that they had about the products they saw. And that'll be next week here on Tech Talk.